Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is Dr. Richard Zuckerman from Dartmouth-Hitchcock Section of Infectious Disease and International Health. Thank you so much for taking the time, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you're plenty busy, so much going on right now over DHMC with COVID-19. In fact, DHMC, one of about 200 facilities conducting clinical trials on the antiviral drug remdesivir, and I hope I'm saying that right, as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Doctor, what stage of the trial are we currently in, and when are we likely to know if remdesivir is a viable drug that's going to be a treatment of coronavirus?
Well, Matt, thanks a lot for having me here. And when it became clear that the novel coronavirus was going to cause significant disease in our population, we approached the drug company Gilead and mobilized our research team to become a part of their growing research trials. Mm-hmm. It was really an incredible effort, moved extraordinarily quickly given the urgency to get treatments to our patients. In fact, DHMC was one of the first 20 sites activated in the U.S. for these trials.
Wow.
And we are, you know, there are actually two trials, all in hospitalized patients. Because this medication is only available in IV form.
Mm-hmm.
One of the trials is for patients in moderate disease, and another is for more severe disease. And we are the only site, actually, in New Hampshire and Vermont with the ability to enroll in these trials. And in the past week, there's some preliminary data that's emerged from these trials and other ones that were done around the world showing some benefits to treatments with remdesivir therapy. The first one that came out was this NIH trial. They compared the remdesivir to placebo, and it showed that on the whole, patients getting remdesivir had a little bit faster recovery than those who had placebo.
Mm.
And about the same time, this is like last week or so, Gilead reported results from the severe trial that we're involved in. And that trial suggested that patients treated earlier had more benefit. So it's really important to note that this is preliminary data. It's not been published or peer-reviewed. But given that this medication is well-tolerated, you know, the FDA actually made the decision to approve this medication for emergency use, which is sort of a mechanism to provide this medication to people during healthcare crisis. So as of this morning, though, we're still not exactly sure how the government and Gilead are going to roll out distribution of this medication. So we're still, our trials are still open
mm-hmm.
and enrolling so we can make this available to our patients while the systems are developed. We're also waiting, you know, further results of these trials so that we can really have a good idea. Is there a true benefit and who will benefit most from the treatment?
Right. On the line with Dr. Richard Zuckerman from Dartmouth-Hitchcock Section of Infectious Disease and International Health. And Doctor, it was also just announced that DHMC is conducting research on the effects of plasma that's rich in antibodies to treat people that are infected with COVID-19. Can you elaborate on how that works and how likely is this to be a sustainable treatment option?
Yeah, man, I can sure tell you a little bit more about this. I mean, convalescent plasma has been used for probably over 100 years. Actually, the first Nobel Prize in medicine went to someone who developed convalescent plasma in the late 1800s for diphtheria, but it was used in the original Spanish flu
oh.
outbreak. It's been used in Ebola and the original MERS and SARS outbreaks as well. And so when it became clear that coronavirus was going to be a real problem, the FDA and other sites decided to make this a potential option. But the best and safest way to provide this is to actually be involved in research. So DHMC is involved in this national effort being run by the Mayo Clinic. There are over 2,000 sites registered in this effort. And so we really hope to get some good information about the safety and effectiveness of this treatment forward. It's kind of a two-part process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we have to do is find patients who've had COVID before
mm-hmm.
and then collect their blood, where we separate out the cells and we use the liquid portion of their blood. And we obviously do all sorts of testing and processing like we normally do and as is mandated by the FDA. And then the second part is finding patients who may be eligible to receive this. And these are really some of them are more sick patients in the hospital. And at that point, we consent them and or their families to receive this. And then we provide data to a centralized site so that we can see if this can be effective treatment. If this is effective, it may be able to be used as a treatment, but we view it sort of as just a potential option and one of our options to treat COVID disease. We still don't know if it definitively works and who's going to benefit most from it. But once we have this information, we'll really be able to determine how to use this treatment. But what we have found is that patients who have been infected with coronavirus are incredibly generous and interested in contributing mm-hmm. to the research and treatment efforts for patients. And additionally, the families of patients are emotional and gratified for having a potential treatment option when no other options really do exist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On the line with Dr. Richard Zuckerman from Dartmouth-Hitchcock Section of Infectious Disease and International Health. And that sounds like quite the procedure with the plasma there, Doctor. You say that you have to find people that have already had COVID-19 to find. Are those the only individuals that are eligible to be donating plasma for this research? And if so, how could they go about donating if they're interested?
Yes. Yeah, so we have an active transfusion medicine program here. Individuals who have recovered from COVID-19 and over 18 years of age that are interested in being evaluated for donation can call the number that we have. That's 603-653-3775. Or they can email the DHMC blood program at dhmc.blood.program@hitchcock.org. And be prepared to provide the date of their last symptoms. As well, we would like to have donors who have either confirmed COVID-19 testing or a presumptive diagnosis of COVID-19 from a physician based on symptoms they've had or exposures and appropriate timing.
Right. So don't just, I think I had it, so let me give you guys a call. You really want to make sure that either this person was diagnosed with COVID-19 or it was presumed by a medical physician that it was indeed the case.
If it's a high enough suspicion, then we would evaluate that. But they need to be symptom-free for at least 28 days as well.
All right. And I'd imagine you obviously, the more people that volunteer to donate the plasma, the easier and the more information you're going to find out from this research.
This is true. Yes.
All right. So that's great information. Dr. Zuckerman from Dartmouth-Hitchcock Section of Infectious Disease and International Health, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys got a lot going on. You're very busy. I hope to talk to you again soon. Stay healthy and stay safe.
We sure are, Matt. And thanks a lot. And be safe, everyone.